This is a demo of, at least I put together roughly last minute demo of VoiceDream Scanner that just came out in the App Store. And I have my iPhone SE sitting on the Floppy-Doo stand. And I've got it positioned with the camera over a document. And it's the instructions for the Floppy-Doo stand, actually. And what I'm going to do is just walk through some of the features of the scanner app, which I personally finding is the best scanner app to come out in a very long time, if ever. So it's called Scanner on your screen, but it's VoiceDream Scanner in the App Store. Just like VoiceDream Reader and VoiceDream Writer. And VoiceDream Scanner uses the voices you have with VoiceDream Reader if you already have it. And the latest update to VoiceDream Reader includes an option to scan right from within VoiceDream Reader. So when you open the app, and I've got mine set to auto capture, so you'll probably hear some tones. And if the tone holds steady for about 2 or 3 seconds, it will take the picture of the document. So I'm going to open the app.
Scanner, image preview.
Finally took the picture. It's going to read it. Hopefully.
Instructions to unfolding stand. The stand is delivered folded. To unfold, place the stand on the table with a side containing support wires on top. Rotate the stand so that support wires are facing you. Picture 2. Illustration of bar folded stand. Lift the side with the wires up to a vertical position on it. Hold it with one hand. Use the other hand to grab the side of the stand that is still on the table by the edge that is facing you. Bend the edge up and keep bending till the edge meets the side that is vertical. The edge contains a tab that slides into a cutout in the vertical side. This creates a shelf for placing your mobile device. The shelf is upside down at this time. Rotate wires at the top of the vertical side towards you. The wires have square profiles and click in place after rotating by 90 degrees. Turn the stand upside down. Now the top shelf is at the top and support wires are at the bottom. Touch along the ledge of the top shelf that is facing you. There is a half circle cutout in the middle of the ledge. Your mobile device should be placed with a short edge out and the camera should be in front of the half-circle cutout to have an unobstructed view of the document placed below. A strip of micro-suction tape on the top shelf keeps the phone from moving or sliding. Slide the document that you want to read between support wires. The default height of the stand supports reading US letter size and international A4 size documents. To increase the height of the stand to the maximum, place one of the fingers of your left hand in the circular cutout along the left side of the vertical wall where the support of the shelf meets the vertical side. Now rotate the left support wire to the folded position and extend it just past your finger in the circular cutout. Rotate the left support wire back to unfolded position. Extend the right support wire in a similar fashion. The stand at the maximum height allows to scan documents about 16 inches by 12 inches. You need to slide the camera of your phone about 1 inch forward from the ledge of the stand to get the maximum coverage area. Tip, if you read books, use the stand at the maximum height.
Okay, so that's that first page. And I'm not going to scan another document at this point. But what you have are the options to keep or discard or play. And I've got it set to play automatically, obviously. So I'm going to say keep, which is in the lower right corner. Discard is the lower left corner. So I'm going to double tap on keep.
Image preview. And
playing the tone again because the tones are on. And unless I cover up the camera, which I'm going to do right now, it'll keep playing that tone because it's trying to find the next page. So I'm going to flick right.
Menu button.
So you got the menu.
Page 1. Instructions. Page 2.
Page 1. It'll read it all.
Clear button.
Clear if I wanted to discard that scan.
Save button.
And then double tap on save.
Save alert. Save to voice screen reader.
And the first option is to save to VoiceDream Reader because I do have that app.
Save. save as PDF file.
You can save as PDF, which will retain the formatting and any photographs that are in the document.
Save as text file.
Save as text.
Copy text.
I can copy the text.
Cancel.
Or I can cancel. So I'm going to go back to...
Copy text. Save as PDF file.
So I'm going to do save as PDF.
Alert. Text field. Is editing. Instructions page 2 selected. Character mode.
So this is obviously instructions page 2 from the FOPIDO stand. And so I'm going to just leave it with that title. You could double tap there and edit that and make the title whatever you wanted.
Cancel.
So you can cancel.
Okay.
And you can say okay. So I'm going to hit okay.
AirDrop recipient. No one found
yet. And
then
it gives me the options of where to save it. So I can share it by AirDrop.
AirDrop. Share it. Copy to VoiceStream.
Copy to VoiceStream. Mail it.
Copy to OneDrive.
Copy to OneDrive. Dropbox.
Copy to Prismo.
Copy to Prismo. On and on. There's tons of stuff here. So I'm going to say...
Dropbox. Copy to OneDrive. Mail. Button. Copy to VoiceStream.
So I'm going to copy it to VoiceStream.
VoiceStream. Add. Button.
And now...
Filter. Fiction. Edit. Button. Search field. Rail screen input guide. Christmas mirror.
So it's got all my documents here, but that document will be here as under I for instructions. I have this folder sorted by alphabetical. What I've done actually... If I was going to scan from VoiceDream Reader, I have a folder called VoiceDream Scanner that I would open first, and then anything I scan would go right into there. But let's assume you have VoiceDream Reader. I'll go back to Add.
Rails, search, edit, filter, fit, add, button, add document, heading.
And if I flick right,
close, button, scanner.
You got close and then scanner. So I could scan a document directly from VoiceDream Reader, and then it'll go into whatever folder you have open. But for now, I'm going to cancel this. And I'm going to go back to the scanner app.
App switcher. VoiceDream. Active. Scanner. Active. Scanner.
And I'm going to go through the menu.
Menu.
So you open the menu.
Scanner. Heading.
You have the scanner heading.
Close.
Close
settings,
settings
other apps by
VoiceStream, and then a list heading of other apps by VoiceStream.
Reader, writer, help, heading.
And you got the help,
email support,
helpful tips, helpful tips,
writer review, Facebook,
writer review,
Facebook,
Twitter,
terms of service, privacy policy,
so the usual stuff.
Writer, reader, other apps by voice, settings, button,
so
settings,
if you go into settings,
back button.
You only have a few options here.
Settings, heading, close, button, always enhance images. Switch button.
Always enhance on. Images, which I've left on.
Read text automatically after capture. Switch button on.
And I've turned that on so that it will read immediately so I can hear right away how well it did.
Play tone when edge is detected. Switch button on.
And play tone when edge is detected. So those tones you were hearing are to indicate that you are getting the edges. And like I said in the scanning process, once it gets steady, that tells you that it's got all four edges and it's about to take the picture. And so when it takes the picture, you get what you heard. I only heard one error in that. The word position didn't quite come out, which is pretty darned impressive for a $6 app. And the fact that it does everything on the device. No internet needed, unlike Seeing AI's document, which... I love Seeing AI for lots of reasons, but if I'm going to do a document, I'm going to use this app for now on. So if I close this,
play tone when edge is detected. Image preview.
And you get that.
Auto
so
capture
at the
data
bottom,
button. Auto capture data off.
So I turned off the auto capture.
Edge mode off. Button. Flashlight on. Button.
Flashlight on.
Edge detection on.
Edge detection is on.
Capture image. Button.
And then the capture image button is actually
capture
directly
image.
Above
button.
The home button.
Save. Button. Clear. Button.
And so
clear.
I'm going to clear the work I've done already.
Warning. Delete all. Cancel. Proceed.
And delete the scan.
Image preview.
And it's, you know, doing the beeping again.
Menu. Button.
So I go back
menu.
Into menu.
Scanner. Close. Button. Settings. Button. Other apps by VoiceDream. Reader. Other. Close. Email. Help. Email. Helpful tip. Reader. Other apps by VoiceDream. Settings. Button.
Settings.
Settings. Close.
Always enhance image it. Read text automatically. Play tone when edges detected off.
So if I turn that play tone when edge detected off,
image preview.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to put the phone down. And you remember I turned off the auto capture.
Auto capture data off.
Button. Okay. So I've got it, the phone back on the stand in what I think is a good position. And so now I could just figure, okay, I've got it correct.
Image
if I was
preview.
Doing it free-handed, I could just double tap on the capture image. But I'm going to turn...
Image preview, menu, capture image, edge detection, flashlight on, batch mode off, button.
So batch mode is off. Now, batch mode is a feature that is really phenomenal if you have a document that's more than one page. So that if you turn on batch mode, you would like other apps that have batch mode. You would scan your pages and then save them all as one document. I'm going to turn the auto capture back on.
Auto capture beta off. Auto capture beta on.
And it took that long before it took the picture.
Pause.
And then that,
the stand is delivered folded.
And then that long to start reading. So I'm not going to make you listen to that again. That's basically it. It doesn't tell you the orientation, but the fact that it will auto take the picture tells you that it doesn't care what orientation. I have no idea what orientation that document is. And I don't think that's necessary, but that's a quick, not as quick as I intended, but a fairly quick run through of the features and options. And so that's it for me for now. And I'm going to put this up on my website. So if you're looking for the app, it's $5.99 in the U.S. App Store. And it's just called Voice Dream Scanner. It's V-O-I-C-E. Next word, D-R-E-A-M, last word, scanner, S-C-A-N-N-E-R.